My guest today, Boone Mayor John Slight. Good to have you back.
Thank you. Good morning.
Here we are, the beginning of February.
Nice out.
Along. Well, so far. Still have salt and sand.
Yeah,
left.
We do.
Not that I want you to use it all, but
no.
Tell you, it's been, well, that's okay. We'll take the milder weather.
We will.
It works out pretty good. We did have, last time you guys, after we visited last time, you had your budget meeting, and and then I had a chance to talk with City Administrator Bill Scare after that about it, but council had put everything together, and then all of a sudden the legislature, whoops, we got a mistake here.
Yeah, sent us the wrong numbers.
Yep. So anyway, it has to do with the rollback. Anyway, again, Andrea Almquist did kind of give a brief explanation. Doesn't know specific numbers yet, but has kind of a rough estimate.
Yeah, I think the effect that it'll have, we talked mainly about the general fund, which is police, fire, parks, cemetery, library, those types of things. That's what comes out of the general fund. But so the effect, and like I said, these are rough, but somewhere around that $78,000 range. So not happy about it, obviously, but it does give us a little bit of time to relook at how we'll take care of that, and we will take care of it, whether if it comes out of reserves. She mentioned some other options last night. I think other cities are probably affected,
some will have more, some will have less. It's gonna, because it all has to do with going back to what we've talked about in the past,
yeah,
was when they changed the apartment buildings from a commercial designation to residential, and then
right,
started to tie the rollback, and then got the wrong numbers in there. So anyway,
doesn't
I think
seem
probably
possible.
The bigger issue would be they found this in October, huh?
Right. I know.
Okay.
So now here we are fighting or struggling to, we'll get ours. I'm not worried about it here,
just a matter what they do, what they set
yeah
about.
I mean, there's no reason we should have gotten the wrong numbers, so we'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Well, let's move on to a few other things, too. Several public meetings scheduled. Now,
yeah,
one that's going to go ahead anyway, because she did tell you this, that the max levy, you've got a public hearing on
yes
that coming up on the 20th. That you're still going to do because you're over 4%.
Right.
We know just shy of 4.2.
Right. So that's by law we have to do that. So we'll get that done. It's not going to change things anyway. So we'll do that.
It's the actual budget hearing and stuff like that. You might have to
right
kind of redo that.
Yep.
Some new parameters or whatever. I know one of the arguments they're saying was, well, it doesn't give us much time to get information out to people. Well, not a lot of people show up for your budget hearing.
They don't.
Anyway, so just saying.
Yeah.
Not yours, but any.
No, I agree
I
with you.
See too
the
many
public
of
just
them
doesn't
out
show up. So, which is either they trust in what we're doing, or they understand what's happening, or you hear, on social media, you'll hear some complaints of this and that overall. But I think most people probably trust what we're doing and understand that there are increases. And when we finalize our budget, it's probably where we had to be.
Yeah. Actually, the one that, the preliminary one that's been done already, again, not a lot of additional growth. You got a couple of different things you're looking at in the new fiscal year. Rec director thing, we've
yes
touched on that
we
before.
Have.
And I know there's a debate, do we do the rec director first? Now, we did have a rec director first without any facility. And then some are saying, well, do you need a facility? You're going to, you want to get a program started.
Yeah, this is, I keep saying it's bigger than just the facility. I think everybody was kind of focused on, okay, they want to build this wellness center. Obviously, it didn't pass, but it's bigger than that. It's building a program, the facility is definitely part of it down the road, but to have a rec director oversee, there are so many different programs out there right now that are strictly run by volunteers, mm-hmm, and which they have a difficult time doing. And this goes clear back to when I first started, we had a rec director, and it was doing okay, and then it struggled with getting coaches and volunteers to help out. And then we transitioned into the Y,
mm-hmm,
and the Y came to Boone, asked, hey, could you help us out? Well, we're like, we don't want to put the two against each other, so we decided to work with the Y, committed for over 5 years, gave them money. Obviously, the Y is gone now, so here we are back full circle, and we have no facility. but we need someone to oversee all the, I mean, you've got, I mean, between soccer and flag football and the basketball programs, flag football programs, all these different programs, it'd be nice to have a director oversee all those, work with those volunteers, because we still need those people. Mm-hmm. I mean, we still have to have them, work with them, bring everything together, and then maybe eventually we end up with a facility. Mm-hmm. But it's just bigger than just a building. It's more than that.
Sure. Well, we'll see
and
how that
progresses. I mean, that's working with the schools, the coaches, sure. the all of them. And I was at one meeting where there must have been 50, 60 people, and a lot of them were coaches or volunteers that help out with these programs. And they're all kind of on their own, but yet they do a great job. But I think we could do even better and make it a little more organized with a director. So
that is on the budget for the new fiscal year. Doesn't mean one's going to be hired right away,
right.
but it's something that the council does have budgeted.
Yes.
It's there. We do have a couple of other things that are in there. The big thing that really jumped out was the projects. Now, you got a lot of projects that are currently going on. In fact, we talked about last night. You got another $200,000 grant towards the disinfection project down at a total of $1 million in grants you've
got. Yeah, and their AIMS Economic Development. I mean, I often hear, oh, you know, you guys hire them. They're looking out for AIMS. They have brought us more money already than what we pay them, obviously. But it's bigger than that. I mean, they're looking out for they're looking at different grant areas for downtown, for our wastewater plant, all these different things. You know, they helped with that Catalyst grant for the downtown.
Sure.
They've done a variety of things, but they're continually digging. And heck, we had one of them, they went and looked at some properties the other day. Someone from Ames Economic Development with a construction background went and looked at them and says, hey, these are good. But see, they're constantly working with us. So it's been a good.
And not just you, but rest of Boone County, the way it is now.
Ogden,
Mattered.
Yeah, Mattered. So I think it's good. It's like she talks about the region, and she's talking about Boone County, and it's helping. So
Brenda Dreyer.
She's awesome.
Which, by the way, she did have a little present, because one of the things that they are working with, helping her with, is this working with the Housing Trust Fund.
Now,
we know Ogden's got a project going.
They do.
But you guys have an application in. She feels pretty confident you're going to get a grant, maybe not as much as you had initially asked for, but this would allow you to do some housing rehab.
It would.
For, again, select qualifying.
It would be,
families.
For select, and there'll be more to come on that. Obviously, we need to make sure we're getting this, but through her back channel, she thinks we're going to get this, which is great. That'd be a $70,000 grant. The match from the city would be $20,000. I think we're going to do that over two budget
fiscal years.
And so, but there'll be more to come. We'll have public meetings and so people who will qualify and kind of what they are looking for in this type of grant. Ogden's doing it now. I hear it's pretty good success over there.
There will be an application process and everything established.
So
go forward.
But that's extra money we wouldn't have.
So and the ideas on how to put it all together. I know some people say, well, don't you have people that can write grants? Well, not really.
Not really. And if they do,
you were looking for somebody, actually.
Yeah, we've looked. You know, before we hired on Ames Economic Development, we looked at, okay, do we hire a economic development director? And looking at what that costs, and so for about the same money, really, minus the benefits, of course, for that employee, Ames Economic Development gives us, we don't just deal with one person. There's multiple people that specialize, grant writing, for example, downtowns, you name it, they can cover it. But they're not only working with the city of Ames, the city of Boone, they're in Ogden, they're in Nevada.
Story City,
a lot of the smaller communities, but they're helping us grow, and they're attracting dollars that we would, I can tell you, I've done this long enough, we would not have got those dollars. A, we didn't have the time to write the grant, or B, we just don't have the people that know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So now we do have some people that write, I mean, like our fire chief and police chief, some of our, they've written their own grants, and we've been very successful as well, but it just takes a lot of time.
Let's jump over to those grant applications from the chief. We did have, first of all, from Chief Adams, he did say they're going back to work on the project to expand the house.
Yes.
Call it the house. Yeah. We need another bay for a fire truck because the others are not quite big enough to hold new trucks.
That's right. And the old fire, I mean, it's an older facility. The issue is the weight of the truck and the size of the truck. So we obviously wanted to build. We've got a grant for a new fire truck. So we need a place to store it. So we've looked at, we put it out for bid once, bids were too high, dealing with an engineer right now. So we're looking at different ideas there. And then it rolled right into, we need an ambulance because we store an ambulance at the fire department because we go on the third calls.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of an eye opener because he indicated the ambulance that we currently have at the firehouse has over 400,000 miles on it. It needs replaced. So working with the hospital, and this would be a grant that we, the city, would apply for. If we could get that ambulance, we would store it at the firehouse and just replace
the one. This was one that the third one that the hospital had had.
Yeah. And we work great with the hospital. We've had a great working relationship. You know, we had some struggles early on as far as who's going to go on what calls. We go on all what they call emergent calls. And then, obviously, we worked out an agreement that we go on every third. We're the third ambulance. So if two ambulances are out, we go. And it's more than you think. So,
well, it's a lot more than what you guys originally thought.
It is, but it's worked out well. They've been great to work with, and I think this was a great idea from our fire chief to try to see if we can acquire an ambulance.
And this is one of those where you did visit with them. They're not in a position to pursue new equipment at this point in time anyway. So, but again, let's see. Keep our fingers crossed.
Well,
again, you don't know. You just submit those grants and give it a try. And we know that we also have a grant from Chief Wiebold.
Yes.
Looking to do a Homeland Security grant. Would like to get a
new drone.
I think, don't they already use one?
We do. We currently have a drone at the police department, which has been used very successfully. And we have one person that's certified to use that. But this is when we're looking for somebody. They'll put that drone up.
This is a little newer one.
It is. And he was talking about the thermal imaging that some of these drones have now where we can get up, find that person before our officers get there. It's an officer safety thing, too. Helps us identify where that person may be we're looking for and let our officers know in advance. So hopefully we can get that.
And a couple more officers training to be pilots. Fly the drone. You gotta have some training for that, too. The other thing was, I know, challenge. We've touched on it before. I just watched recently what the Sheriff's Department was trying to do to fill positions.
It's crazy.
It's a struggle all over.
It is. And all over the country, matter of fact. It's just, you know, there's less and less people wanting to get into law enforcement. Obviously, we need them. And we're putting out, we're basically taking applications all the time. You know, we used to have times when we would do that. So we're looking at kind of changing our way of doing it. But we're not getting the applicants. We used to get 15, 20, 25 applicants. Maybe 15 or 10 would show up. Now we're getting that 2 and 3 people. And been pretty successful so far. We've got one person in the academy right now. We've got one officer that just got off her field training, has already been in the academy. Yeah. She's out on her own now doing a fantastic job. So now we've got a list of 3 more. And I know a couple of them have done the extensive the testing and
the work that through the civil service.
I mean, it's civil service. It's there's an MMPI test that's kind of a psychological test. Then there's a physical, and it just goes on. It takes so much time. We're getting closer again on a few more, and but we're just going to keep doing it because we can't. We basically can't keep up.
Yeah, and again, if they are in it for a while or they leave for other reasons.
And I'll tell you, our police chief, who does a wonderful job, is he's working shifts. He's filling in, taking shifts, and Commander, I know Commander Slaughter's out there on the street. We've got detectives that are filling in on shifts. So everybody's kind of
trying to cover where they can.
We have to cover the street. Our main focus is to cover the street. Everything else is extra, but we also know it's equally as important that we have to handle it. So just a lot of...
But again, these are that part of the budget, the general fund part of the budget, is public safety.
It is,
and then library, and then parks.
Yes.
So
it's big.
It's and you're limited in how much you can ask for out of there. Yeah. You have been, people will wonder, there is a maximum on the general fund part of a city's budget of $8.10. Boone's been there for decades.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Decades.
Yes.
And some most communities are, some are not, but for a variety of reasons, that's how they do it. So that is a big, actually, big portion of
it is
trying to keep that budget.
Emergency services is huge. But like
that's where you need your growth, your residential
growth.
That not growth, only residential, but taxable valuation growth.
That all that I say that all that growth helps us pay for our services and take care of our services. You know, and we've walked the fine line for years. Is, you know, where is that fine line? Do we get rid of people to help pay to keep this thing, you know, level, or obviously we need to increase those that taxable growth so we can pay for these things. So. You know, and another thing, emergency services, of course, I think we're spoiled here in Boone and Boone County, because if you call 911, you're going to get somebody pretty quick. Yeah. And there's a lot of communities out there or a lot of counties out there that you may wait a long time. So, and let's keep it that way. I think that's great.
That's one of the biggies. Some of the projects that we're looking at in the new budget, because I know when Bill Scare said $16 million worth, and this was during the council's budget thing, I'm going, whoa. Yeah. But a lot of them overlap year to year.
They do.
So one of them happens to be the disinfection down at the wastewater plant, which is, you guys I know are disappointed. It hasn't been completed yet. At the same time, you have other infrastructure things at both plants you have to do.
Both water and wastewater, huge amounts of money being spent in with currently and future projects. And it's just anytime you're dealing with water, wastewater, clean water, that type of thing, it's expensive. So these, and I remind people, these plants aren't new. I mean, these are older plants. And a lot of times I hear people think that the water plant is fairly new. Well, it's not.
It's over 20 years.
Yeah, so you have to keep up with the improvements. You have to have maintenance plans. You have to, and this stuff wears out. And you see, we're constantly doing those things. We're working with engineers. Everything gets expensive. But at the end of the day, it's our job to make sure those plants are up and running smoothly and are capable of handling any future, you know, any future growth. So,
and that's a big thing.
It is.
Future growth requires additional.
It does.
Might have to add on.
That's right.
Yeah. And that's, again, we've touched on that with City Administrator Bill Scare in the past. But you do have a number of projects that are coming up, and that leads to we did adopt last night the ordinance that will increase our water and sewer rates. And it's going to be a gradual effort, but I think, 2% you're looking at?
I think it's 3% for the first 3 years, and then it'll be an automatic 2%. To follow, unless a future council would change that, and that's basically inflationary.
Just keeping up,
just to keep up with, and but we need that, and we tried to do it in small increments, so you really won't feel it that much. But as costs rise, you know, the expense to run these plants and the expense to fix these plants, it keeps going up, and it's unfortunate. But, you know, we haven't raised, you know, water and sewer, I think, was water in 2016 and sewer was 2010. So we've went a lot of years without touching it. And, you know, after our utility committee met and we looked at the numbers, we've got to bump it up a little.
Well, we've been able to get by because you've had staff and people that have been able to maintain. And, in fact, the new... your new contracted operators are doing the same thing.
They are.
They're trying to maintain what they can.
They are. They're doing a good job.
But there are certain things. Like we got some pumps down at the wastewater plant that need to be replaced. We're talking about a $230,000 project potentially.
Money. Right.
So we'll see. You get into bidding time and we'll find out what's going on there. Sometime this month we are going to find out about the bid for... West Park and Marion,
excited
the paving
about
on that. That's going to be a big one because that's really opening up an area for you.
That has been on our radar for a long time. We've wanted to get that paved. You know, we've looked at it year after year, and finally we're going to do it. We're going to help. That'll help develop that whole area out there, and we're excited about that. So, yeah.
And these are dollars you already have set aside.
So. Set aside and ready to go.
So ready for, keep our fingers crossed. DOT, by the way, will do that bid. So
hope
I know.
Hope those bids come in good. So
yeah, I know. Well, it's one of those things. You're at the right time of the year. Yeah. So hopefully you get some pretty good ones and get that get it done. Because we do know that one of the things that did happen is, and Bill Scarra talked about it at the meeting back on the 16th of January, that had been approached about somebody with an interest in acquiring the property that the city has out there,
right.
15
yeah.
acres. So, and looking at a development.
Yeah, we actually went into closed session, so I really can't talk much about it. But I can tell you there's an interest in that property. The council looked at it last night. There'll be a public hearing at our next meeting, and we'll move forward from there. But anytime you deal with city property and the possibility of selling it, you have to go through a process and make sure you do it correctly and give other people the opportunity. So
we'll get there.
Yep, we will.
It is. Yeah, there is a process you have to go through and allow others to have an opportunity. So
yes.
We'll see how that one goes out. We do have a new community service officer.
Yes.
He was on hand for the council meeting. Actually, already started working. But
yeah.
That's good because you were short a person or two in there. It was getting a little bit of a challenge.
Yeah, we keep moving people as we go and training people to do other jobs. And, yeah, so we finally got a person hired. And actually, he used to work at the jail. And I think he worked with our city administrator at that time.
So
if I'm not, I'm pretty sure.
Good.
But I know he worked over at the jail for years.
Anyway, so. Ron Kaler.
Ron Kaler, yes, sorry.
He's working with Ed, was working with
Ed.
Dave Aides.
Yes.
He'll work with Dave Aides on this. And Dave, of course, has stepped up out of that position. So there's only so many places he can be.
That's right. Yeah, so now Ron, he started yesterday, Ron did, and he'll, I'm sure Dave's showing him the ins and outs of that municipal infractions position, and he'll do great. I've known him for a lot of years, and he'll be good.
He'll, again, that's one of those where it deals with a lot of the nuisance abatements. So those are your one of your puppies.
I know. We get a lot of calls.
So we'll be doing that. So we do have a couple of public hearings on that. Also, your capital improvement plan, which is a lot of those projects you've talked about that are going to be going on. Those are going to be public hearings that will be coming up. Busy time.
You got
some appointments to various boards and commissions you were able to make. And I know still looking for people that might be interested.
Yes.
They can get online and sign up.
Yeah. If you're interested in doing, any type of board, just you can contact the city, We've got people, I'd kind of like to do this with the library. I'd like to be on this board because they are planning zoning because they deal on that type of thing. Contact us. If we don't have an opening, we'll keep your name. And once we have an opening, we will contact you. So we're always looking for help.
Always doing that.
Yes.
And again, you can be a part of it too.
Yeah.
So there are others that are out there, other vacancies too. I'm trying to think what else. No, I guess the next meeting is really the 20th, and there's going to be a number of items that will be on there for that. Let's see. Otherwise, 24th will be the deadline for people to submit petitions if they want to run for the council at large position. And then after that, we get special election coming up on the
21st
of March.
March, you bet.
Whew. Busy.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah. And as long as Mother Nature cooperates. By the way, for those that are wondering, Wayland did tell everybody, we got parts and we got help from the company, but the electronic sign is back up and operational.
Back up and running. So I get a lot of questions on that. So it's up and running. We're excited about that. So if you want to put a message on there, contact the city. We can let you know how that works. So
get you that all arranged.
Yep.
I think one of the other things he had talked about during some of the work that's going to be going on, people don't realize it, but with the traffic signals, we got the sensors that are in the ground.
Yes.
And he had pointed out there are some that are having some issues and need to be replaced.
Yep.
So those are some of the projects that are in there
one
that need to be done.
Yes.
But a lot of those he's hoping to be able to handle in-house. So
that'd be great.
Keep doing that.
Yes.
You can. Boone Mayor John Slide, a guest on our program today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.